Although you can find guanabanas and guavas in tropical areas like the Caribbean, they are not the same fruit. Actually, they taste, look, and feel completely different. Still, they are often confused with each other because of their similar names. So, what are the differences between guanabana versus guava? Throughout this blog, we will be reviewing the differences and similarities between these tropical and Caribbean fruits. They are both popular and often enjoyed as a spread or with cheese for breakfast. Comparing guanabana versus guava. Key differences between guanabana versus guava. There is no better feeling than taking a bite of a juicy guanabana or guava fruit. However, as delicious as these two fruits are, they are actually produced from different plants. However, they are often substituted for each other, which causes a lot of confusion, especially in locations where guanabana or guava fruits are not as common. Keep reading and follow along to learn the key differences between guanabanas and guavas. Guanabana versus guava, classification. The scientific classifications of both guanabana and guavas are different. For example, guanabana fruit comes from the soursop family, also known as custard apples. They are a part of the Annona genus, which cherimoyas are also a part of. Guava fruit, on the other hand, belongs to the Myrtaceae family, commonly referred to as the myrtle family. They are also a part of the Psidium genus. Guanabana versus guava, description. Guava and guanabana fruits have slightly similar appearances, but upon closer inspection, it is obvious they are different fruits. For example, guanabana plants are tall trees, sometimes growing over 30 feet tall. The branches of a young guanabana tree are hairy, but as the tree matures, the small hairs disappear. The tree's leaves are green, glossy, and ovular. Unless you know what you are looking for, the flowers can be confused for bright young leaves. Guanabana flowers are thick and yellow, with a heart-shaped base. The fruits produced from the tree are about 8 to 12 inches long, green, prickly fruit that looks a lot like the shape of a mango. While you can grow guanabana and guava together, guava trees do not grow as tall. Instead, they peak at 20 feet. The flowers also look different. Guava tree flowers are white, delicate, and have a strong smell. Gardeners love growing these trees because of the large blossoms. Sometimes they grow in bunches of two more and have five petals with nearly hundreds of stamens in the center. Guava fruits differ in appearance depending on the variety. The most common guava, the apple guava, produces 2 to 4 inch pink, green, and round fruits. Typically, guava fruits are green and change color as they mature. The inside, however, can be green, white, pink, or red. Guanabana versus guava, uses. Although you can cook both guanabana and guava fruits, they are also edible raw. When they mature, you can eat them right off of the tree. Most guavas also have edible skins, and you can even make your own tea or natural juice with the skins of each fruit. Guanabana fruits can also boost immune health over time since they are high in vitamin C. Similarly, guava fruits are also high in vitamin C, providing 210% of your daily vitamin C requirement. Guanabana versus guava, origin and growing preferences. While guanabana and guava trees grow in similar, hot, humid, and tropical conditions, they do not originate from the same place. Guanabana originates from the Americas and the Caribbean. It is especially popular in the Caribbean islands, including Puerto Rico, Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. Actually, guanabana is a Taino word indigenous to Florida and the Caribbean. Guava trees are from South and Central America, but you can find them in the Caribbean and throughout North America. They grow best in USDA zones 8B9. Humans are not the only ones, though, who brought this tree to other locations. Birds also carry guava seeds throughout the world. Guanabana versus guava, flavor and taste. Last but not least, the biggest difference between these tropical and sweet fruit trees is their flavors. Guanabana tastes similar to a mix between pineapples and bananas. It has a few hints of sourness because of the acidity and has a custard-like texture. The outer skin is not edible, however, you can eat the outer skin of guava. Guava fruits are sweet and juicy. You bite into them like a peach. When the fruit is ripe, it has a smooth and soft flavor, similar to pears, but with hints of berries. Up next, guayaba versus guava, what's the difference? Cherimoya versus soursop, is there a difference? Guava versus passion fruit, what's the difference? Guanabana versus cherimoya, what's the difference?